2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So we come back for a perfect 15-minute morning show podcast. I don't know if you watched or listened to yesterday's. It was a total shit show.
It was perfect.
It was. But we finally got Scotty's equipment to work. Right?
Did we?
You sound good.
Hey, okay, Scotty. Good.
Scotty's good. There. There's Froggy in front of the fake brick wall. There's Danielle in her basement. There's Brody in the den. And there's Gandhi in the living room. And there's Scary in the control room. And there's Nate in Scotty's old studio, which we need to talk about.
Sorry.
There's Garrett in his kitchen. And there you go. Nate has had to work in your studio for the past 2 days, Scotty.
Yeah.
And you can see it from here, but working in it is even worse. It is a clutter fuck.
It's a mess.
It's a pigsty.
I agree, and I'm sorry. But here's the thing. I clean it once a year on Christmas Day because I'm usually there for 12 hours. But this year they didn't have me in there at all, so I missed my cleanup day.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? Even when you do clean it by MLK, there's all sorts of crap in here again. I'm not even kidding. Like,
right. Are there crumbs everywhere? Cereal crumbs?
Like, I've been staring at this all morning. I'll show it to you. It's the countdown to the grand opening of the Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, my God.
It's dead because it was counting down to April 2nd, 2017.
Why do you need that?
4 years old. Why
it's
the
Long Island. Sell it on eBay. It's
Long Island. I think you could turn it into a regular clock.
No,
so
you
I was
can't.
We have 50 clocks in that room. Why do you need that one?
Throw it out.
Doesn't it feel good? Hold on, Scary. Doesn't it feel good to throw things out?
Yes, my magazines that I threw out yesterday felt good, too.
What about cereal? All the cereals. Some of those cereals are, like, stale.
Here's what I need to do with the cereal. I need to take all the bags of cereal out and just keep the boxes because the cereal has been there for 2 years, some of them.
What are you going to do
and
with the box?
Open. They're all open. What's that?
What are you going to do with the box?
Well, that's our museum back there.
Okay. Oh. So cereal aside, but there's other stuff. What else do you see in there that could probably be thrown away?
It's Dunkin' wrapping paper, but it's all creased and folded.
Doesn't matter.
It's
I used
garbage.
One of them this year. I used one.
It's garbage. Cool. It's like these pieces of the wrapping paper are too small.
I think that's kind of cool.
It's like placemats.
Save me 2 sheets and throw the rest out.
Oh, you are
no,
a
throw it all out.
What are you going to do with the two?
Wrap a present next year.
Garbage.
Okay, what else do you see in there? This is good. We're on a roll now. We're going to have that thing cleaned out in 10 minutes.
No.
Yes.
I have no control. I hate that.
Which is so weird as Nate finds the next thing. Scotty is so clean, but for a studio to be so messy is just so weird. His house is clean.
Actually, his house is clean because of Amy. His house would not be clean if Scotty lived by himself.
All right, a captain's hat.
That's a Halloween costume.
What do you need it for?
There's a lot of shit in there.
One day, Elvis might
say. Commandeer a ship.
Yeah. Well, now I don't want it. You put it on. Throw it out.
What the hell?
Throw it out.
What about the notes? There's someone left personal handwritten notes over by the ledge where I do the weather. No, I'm like, what is this, to Scotty and Andrew? I don't even know what date it is.
People send us cereal and they send us little cards.
Yeah, but they're all over the place.
A Monster energy drink.
date, what's the expiration date on that?
Well, it doesn't matter. Throw it away.
Throw it out. I don't drink that.
Ugh.
Okay, but Scotty, you were in the studio 2 days ago, and it was there. Why did you not throw it out then? Why is it there?
I'm just lazy. I need someone to push me.
Well, okay. This is the push, I guess.
The best is when you go in and, like, try to get cereal, and he'll say, as you're grabbing the milk, don't touch that milk. It's nasty. I'm like, why is it in there then? Throw it away.
Nate, are you watching the show? Because my thing just disconnected.
Yes. All right. Now, this one I admittedly brought in for Scotty because he's weird. So when I cleaned out my house, because my – hang on, I got to hit a button here 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves.
What do we think, Nate?
Talk about cliffhangers.
Well, you know what? You got to keep in mind, these cameras are on us. If we turned them in the rooms we're in, other than Danielle, you could see a lot of clutter in these rooms as well.
Yeah. Danielle's is on camera.
Yeah. I don't care.
So this – I moved into my house, there's a bunch of crap from the previous owners that I had to throw away. But there was one thing. I'm like, hey, Scotty B might want to check this out. It's an old camcorder.
No, Scotty, what do you need that for?
Scotty, do you want this? I'm just going to throw it away. He goes, hey, there might be homemade porn on that.
No, I knew that's what he'd be looking for.
But so, I love the fact that you're cleaning out your house, skank. Nate, and you're giving it to Scotty. Well,
yeah, why are you contributing?
But this was 6 months ago I gave him this. He still hasn't taken it home.
Throw it out.
That's the 90s camcorder that he used to use.
That's like the Bang Bus camcorder.
But there was just a story on the... There was just a feel-good story how somebody found a camera... And it was people's old memories, and they were excited to get it back because they lost the camera. How cool would that be?
This couple was divorced, and they hated each other. Oh. They wanted to eliminate any sort of memory.
Oh, so there's angry sex on there.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, what else is in there? What else? You have a whole... We could do a 15-year show with all the crap that's in that room.
Hey, there's the piggy bank.
Nate, grab
there's
that the piggy old, bank. Grab that old wine. There's a bottle of wine that's been sitting there for 3 years.
There is a piggy bank over there.
An open bottle of wine.
Oh, that's not mine. That's not mine.
Tommy Andrews.
If it's open, it's no good. Throw it out.
Not mine.
Piggy bank.
Don't you guys have one room in your house, though, that would more clutter? Like this and this room and then my husband's office. But if you go upstairs to my living room and my dining room, everything is... It all has a place. It's so nice and neat.
I don't believe
it's
that.
It's minimalism.
It's
oh, totally. No, it is not. There's just two rooms in the house that are really bad.
Yeah, what about the piggy bank? Are you not listening to us? The piggy bank.
No, there isn't one. We broke it.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, good. You're ahead.
Hey,
of
you know
schedule.
What? Go into the cereal dispenser on the back right and open it and try some.
Ew, well, how old is it cereal?
Probably a year.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
yeah. Here's
one. You're trying
one.
To poison people what? With cereal dust.
My old ID card, Scotty still has.
No, you put it there.
It's broken. It doesn't even work anymore.
Why is it in there? Throw it
because
away.
Because I put it there as a joke, but he didn't throw it away.
I thought you wanted me to keep it.
No, why would you keep that?
You got 15 seconds.
All right, hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Scotty, are these the conversations you have with your wife, Amy, at your house?
No idea. Let me tell you something. She was so proud of me yesterday. When she saw me carrying all the porn magazines down from the attic and throwing them out, she was like, I'm very proud of you because those have been following you for the last probably 30 years. And I finally got rid of them. And I kept like 3 or 4 of the good ones, but I threw everything else out.
The good ones.
What constitutes a good one?
Yeah.
Because there is one or two of them that have childhood memories. I used to hide them in my parents' linen closet
when
I was
creepy.
Like 12.
I was thinking something else completely gross.
So what are you going to do with those now?
I just want to hang on to them and, I'll hide them in the rafters so the next person that gets this house.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What?
What?
A picture of Wilford Brimley.
What? Why does that even exist in your studio?
Why do you have
go ahead, Scotty.
Because that's my guy. Because from Serial Killers, he's the diabetes guy. So he's part of our show.
Diabetes.
Oh, my
gosh.
All right,
I'll keep this.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah, that's how he says it.
Diabetes.
The beatus. A hot diabetes. Pad from Sweet I love Sweet Lauren's.
Oh, delicious cookies. Delicious.
I might need it for the oven in the back.
Wait, we have an oven in the back?
Wait, where's the oven?
The toaster, that hot toaster on the back.
Oh, the incinerator.
The atomic
that's Brody's.
Toaster.
Brody, your toaster is still safe.
I miss my toaster.
Kanish is still in there.
I miss your toaster, too.
It's Kanish.
Scary, what do we call that toaster?
The atomic toaster.
The atomic toaster. Because it goes to like 8,000 degrees.
Yeah. When I turn that thing on, I walk away because I'm convinced that the radioactivity emanating from that thing is going to kill us all.
So my studio is right across from that toaster, and if someone leaves it, I could feel the heat from my door.
Through your door.
Right. Yeah, you should feel the door before you open it in a fire.
All right, are you ready for this?
We're ready.
The handle to a Whirlpool washing machine.
No, that's to a freezer.
Well, why do you have
to
it?
A freezer.
Why do you have a handle?
Where's the freezer that has no handle?
The freezer handle downstairs in the theater broke, so I got a replacement, but I never put it on.
Oh.
Well, so does somebody need to take that down and put it on now, or do they find another one?
Yeah, at some point. There's nobody in there now, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You're tripping on shit. Look, he's tripping on stuff. It's like...
All right. A Waffle House hat.
Yes. Oh, don't throw that away. He wants that.
Well, now you can throw it out. It's in your licey hair. Throw it out.
Lice?
But Nate doesn't have lice hair.
It's long.
A Beverly Hills 90210 license plate.
Yeah.
Why does that exist in your possession?
I'm going to send it to Froggy because he could put it on the front of his car there because they don't need front plates in Florida. Yeah. No, I want
okay,
it.
Good. They eBay. Sent that over a year ago.
eBay.
Actually, could you send that to me because Spencer collects license plates?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, good. Elvis so one day president. You'll be throwing those things
yes.
out.
Bumper what? Stickers.
2024.
No.
I thought you were running for mayor.
Yeah, change it to mayor.
I'm not running for anything. I can't run for anything. I've got skeletons in the closet.
It doesn't matter.
Oh. No, I do.
He's got a whole cemetery full of skeletons in the closet.
I do. I got a lot of them.
This is not cool, Nate.
Not one, not two, but three old printer cartridges.
Yes, I get, because I return them at Staples and I get $2 each.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, you can recycle those.
Nate,
yeah.
Can you go like like in the back of the refrigerator?
Heck no, hang on.
There's nothing
Why
there but
do you
cheese.
Have this one lousy strip of wrapping paper?
I might have to wrap a watch.
For a small gift.
That's what the Dunkin' paper is called.
Throw it out.
Wow, Scotty. They're cleaning house on you, bro.
Scotty, nothing's in the fridge, like in the back?
No, just cheese.
Should we have brought in a psychologist for Scotty before we just start throwing all these things away?
Yeah, and that's like he's sweating. That's what they do on hoarding.
We don't need a psychologist. We all know what's going on here.
Why do you have old cereal boxes? You have 300 cereal boxes here.
Because they're all flattened out.
Yes, because I'm going to put them in a book for the museum.
One museum. There is no museum.
Yes. Oh, there is. I'm going to sell tickets.
Scotty, you got a lot of good ideas.
He's going to have a book.
He's going to have a box museum.
No, that was in my attic. I threw that out.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, does Scotty still have the World Cup bumper stickers from 4 years ago on the ledge?
Yes, I do. On the
Throw
ledge.
Out.
On the window ledge.
What's the tombstone?
The whore has definitely grown a lot because Danielle and I would sometimes sit on those countertops when we were in there and eat cereal and talk about things. Now there's no room for us to even sit.
There's
what
no
are
room.
These?
What are those?
I don't know. Some old cables.
They look like, old equipment that doesn't exist anymore.
Throw them out. We don't need them. Throw them out.
If you get the World Cup bumper stickers, though, I'll take those too. Thank you.
What about the tombstone in the back?
You talk amongst yourself.
Yeah, why is there a tombstone?
There might be some copper in those wires that Scotty could get money for,
true.
Too.
That's
true. He's going to sell those at the copper depot. Hey,
what is my neighbors do
what
that.
What is that?
I use that elf to hold up my laptop screen in there because it's limp.
Does it have a hole in the bottom, Nate? Does it have a hole in the bottom?
It actually does.
Damn it, Scotty!
Don't stick your finger in there.
Oh. Ooh, boy.
Scotty, what are you? You said you were done with that.
That's disgusting.
Why do you keep having sex with stuffed animals?
Why? Hey, what's up with that lunchbox?
Memories.
Hey, Nate, there's lunchboxes on the ledge. What's that lunchbox on the ledge over there?
Where?
That's been sitting there for a couple of years. On the right there, there's a lunchbox. This black lunchbox.
No, that's new. That's salt and pepper from that show.
Salt and pepper. So that's to me.
Where's Cinderella? She's really pissed. She's not on there.
I probably am going to sell it on eBay. That's why
it's too soon. No, he has to keep it for a year.
Here's the thing, and we all have a little of this in us sometimes. We have intentions. We have good intentions, but we never get to it. You have things you want to put on eBay. You have cereal boxes so you can open a museum. You have you want to take those recyclable printer cartridges down to Staples. You're not going to do any of it. That's the issue here. We need to realize if we're not going to do it, then just toss it.
Yeah.
Let it go.
But one thing Scotty does very well is there's those coupons on top of the cereal boxes, though, and he has made a ton of money for his children based off of those.
The box tops. Yeah,
the box tops.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're digital.
Throw them away. The kids have enough money. Yeah. Screw them.
His office is worse than my desk. I'm sorry, but it is.
Well, it's really because of the cereal. If you cleared all that cereal out of there, I'd have plenty of space to put my junk.
Scotty,
put your junk in that elf.
We've been throwing junk away for 15 minutes, and we haven't thrown one piece of cereal
Scotty's
box away.
Crap is in the way of his junk.
Does no one else feel bad for that elf?
This has been 2 15-minute morning show podcasts in a row, all about Scotty and his fucked up life.
What is
you've
that?
You got a stash of like 30 plastic bags.
We need those.
They don't make those anymore.
They don't make them anymore.
Well, for
can't have them in New York. Yeah,
keep those.
Get rid of those.
Oh, I bought 2 cases of them before they were outlawed.
Oh,
why the hell?
We have 30 seconds left, just in case you're wondering.
Don't forget all the plastic straws you bought.
I know. God.
Let's throw out the rest of this podcast. Let's throw it out.
Poured in some asbestos, too.
What is that? Oh, it's a tape deck. It's a cassette player.
What do you need that for?
Because I have lots of cassettes in my basement.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Scotty, I need
it. Bring it to your basement.
So I found this. I did an interview when I was in fourth grade with my next door neighbor, and I've always wanted to hear what it sounded like.
There you go.
Get
now you can.
Borrow
it.
See?
You borrow it.
This is where we do a swap and shop.
Scotty's studio is going to become a place where, like, people in the future come look at what we did back in 2020. What was all this stuff?
He's already built his museum. It's built right there.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we could get together for the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. All of us.
Scotty's intervention.
Scotty's hoarding. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.